Fantastic. Leavers, ready to rock.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Matches.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Bedtime Marina.
Oh my god, I'm going after women. When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show.
Yeah, definitely, look good too.
We have Dave from California. Hey, Ted. Hey, people.
Hey, Dave. And as Dave said, yes, there are a bunch of people in the audience today, as you can see. Dun, 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 dun. And we will go around, starting on this side, with the first person, or the only person in the room, to have never been on a Timely Beaver.
Hey there. My name's Bridget, and I'm here from Corvallis, Oregon. And I almost died on the way here, but I'm still alive, obviously. So, here's Mike.
Hey, my name's Mike. I'm coming here from Portland, Oregon, and we're having a great time here at the Final Timely Beaver.
I'm supposed to say something right now? Just kidding. Sam is here from Corvallis. Woo! But half the time I live here in Portland, so I'm here again. And I'm going to pass you over to the other Sam. We got both Sams here. This is like Sam's sandwich for Willie the Beaver.
Crazy things happen when the two Sams unite. Comes an exponential thing, Sam squared. It's always good. I'm Sam Castle, and I also live in Beaverton.
Go Beaver.
What's up? Thanks for joining us for the final episode of The Timely Beaver. I do, however, have a suggestion to make that since this is Bridget's virgin debut, that she should wear a V on her forehead the whole time. Make it whatever you need.
All right, so Dave, how have you been?
Great, Ted. I have been great. How about you?
Right on. I'm hanging in there. It's been a great week. Had a lot of things happen, putting together this wonderful show and having all these wonderful people come over, which is a true treat.
Yes, yes it is.
Yes, it is. So let us start then at the beginning.
I want to start in the middle.
All right, so in the beginning of The Timely Beaver, there was a concept at a drunken night
in a bar.
Before Shocking. Seeing a band play. And I believe the band was Bly.
It was Bly.
And they were our first interview. And we were at the bar beforehand thinking, what could we do? And I brought up the topic of podcasting and we talked about it and mulled things over. And Sam, you were the one who came up with the title.
The Beaver! The Timely Beaver!
Sam came Always up with the Timely Beaver.
Comes on time.
Yes. Sam came up with that. We thought, hey, we're by a Fred Meyer. We moved along. We went and got a beaver from the womb of Fred Meyer.
Yeah. Ted, I don't mean to sound...
Thank you, Freddy.
And
I don't mean to sound ignorant, Ted, but what is Fred Meyer?
Fred Meyer, for all the people who don't live in the great Pacific Northwest, Fred Meyer is basically your all-in-one grocery, your one-stop shop.
Your upscale Walmart. Your
Yes.
Okay.
So we went in there and we couldn't find a beaver in the plush toy section. I believe we found we couldn't even find a beaver in the Oregon State beaver section. Yeah, but we did find, Emily did find a beaver in... She did find beaver there, but she also found it in the pet section. She found a hand puppet. Doggy toys. So, yes, I'm going to go grab Willie. We have to have Willie. All right, let me grab Willie. Somebody...
We have Willie. Here he is. Willie is actually a puppet. There he is. Willie's gone to the bar. That one night. That first night, we ended up taking Willie to...
So Willie came from the womb of Fred Meyer. And where did we take him right after we got him? Where did he go?
We took him back to the bar.
Took him back to the bar. Interviewed Blood.
What bar was it?
I think it was the Tonic Lounge.
Yeah.
It was Tonic Lounge.
Tonic Lounge.
Never been there.
Nope.
Got my check.
He likes beer too.
He likes.
Tonic Lounge, good.
And then we took Willie somewhere very unique, where I don't think a beaver in a non-human form had ever been.
That's where beavers hang out.
Where do beavers hang out?
At the beaver show.
At the beaver show, of course.
Oh, yes. So we took Willie to a strip club.
A.K.A.
And Willie the time.
A.K.A. Beaver Show.
Beaver Show. And I remember Mike had Willie up on the table and was rubbing the stripper's ass with Willie the
time. Oh, yay! Yes.
Was there a dollar?
No dollars included, but...
Oh, but there were
Willie,
$2.
Willie, she's bastard.
Willie is now going to become a hat. For Mike. To hide his messy hair. Actually, I need to borrow it today.
What is it?
You want stripper ass on your head?
I'm sorry.
I don't fucking care. Alright. Fair enough. Yeah.
I think he's been with...
What else did he do with the stripper?
Well, he did a few other things. I know he... I didn't really want to touch him when we were down at the stripper club, but...
Has he been bathed since?
No, he hasn't been washed, ever.
Naughty, dirty beaver. Jesus, well,
such a dirty beaver.
Really dirty beaver, so...
What?
It's a little crusty, a little...
Hey, when you got something like this coming up between your legs, what do you expect?
Well, that's enough.
Can I have that mic, please?
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize for anyone watching that moment. I'm deeply, deeply sorry.
He actually smells like herbs.
Willie, have you been token again?
Smells good.
Who knew? Who knew that a stripper's ass smelled like herbs?
That's a lot of meat intake.
Yeah. Coming out the pores.
You can say whatever you want.
They brought it all in from Canada. Is it stripper's asses?
What was that?
That's how they actually brought all of it. In the stripper's ass.
Is that why it has that smell?
Exactly. So it shouldn't really be too surprising.
It's a Hollywood secret.
It's a little known factoid.
If you will.
Alright. Well, now we've heard the origins of Willie the Timely Beaver.
Aww.
Aww. And so we're going to introduce the very first Willie the Timely Beaver skit.
Yeah.
Dave, would you like to do the honors?
Sure, Ted. This is Willie the Beaver Stealer.
This stars, if I remember correctly, Mike and Teresa doing a cappella. Any comments about the a cappella?
That's not.
All right, after this.
Hey, guys, and we're back. Hey, I heard that Willie's chasing some new tail.
Mike, I just can't see you anymore. It's over now, Mike.
It's over? I can't believe it's over. It's been so long. I'm like, what happened?
Mike, how do I tell you? You can't give me the beaver like the beaver can. Mike, your teeth are too small. Mike, your tail's too small. Willie, I love you. Willie, I love you.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is what I have to hear today. on my Saturday. You are leaving me for this Willie. He's only 1 foot tall, and he's a fucking beaver. Yes, he's a part of the rodent family. No, not a human. I can't believe this. I am so sad.
But Mike, I've tried to tell you for years. It's all about the beaver. It's all about the beaver. You wouldn't hear me. You wouldn't hear me. But let me tell you, that is one very important foot.
What am I to do? I'm being left for the beaver. Oh, the beaver has won in my quest for the one.
It's that sound, Mike. It's that erotic, erotic sound.
Oh my God, it's that sound that I cannot take. But you know, I will still come through. I'm the lounge singer, Mike. And even though we're through, we shall have a one.
The a cappella version of the First Time a Beaver.
It's actually a rock opera.
Rock opera. Mike, rock. Would you like to do a little rock opera for us now?
This is a preview, Mike.
Willie the Beaver is the beaver.
Okay, that's...
Thank you, R. Kelly.
We've lost all the listeners.
That was the rock opera.
The rock opera.
Now, Teresa, you were the one who came up with the rock opera idea. Yes, the rock opera.
Now, did you script that whole opera, or was that all improv?
It was all improv. So.
Shocking. I would never would have guessed.
It's from a little school I like to call the school.
The school
what? Improv.
Quite goddamn dead.
Teresa hates having her photograph taken, so
no
there
teeth.
We go.
She doesn't like the teeth being shown, I learned today.
Oh, the
teeth. Yeah.
What's wrong with your teeth, Teresa?
I know. I told her not a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I got good
reason. I told her she should learn to love and respect her teeth. That's right.
You know why?
Your whole life.
You'll remember
getting it once.
Jesus tied on the cross. You're out of control.
Came up with that part right here.
I was dying. You're out of control in Beaverton, Oregon.
We are.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what happened to the old rock opera?
The rock opera with Vince Lee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you guys ever seen Tommy?
Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Tommy at the rock opera.
Yeah.
By the
Who. No, I haven't
seen
it.
Oh,
it's really good.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it's good.
Twisted.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotta see it.
Have you seen it, Dave?
Yo,
Dave. Have you seen the rock opera, Tommy?
No, I've never seen it.
Check it out, Dave.
All right. I heard it's really good.
It's really good.
It's disturbing, but good.
It can't be as disturbing as the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Rocky Horror Picture Show is all in good sexual fun.
Yeah,
and
this
is like serious.
Yeah.
Serious.
Really?
Yeah. But it's good.
I'll check
it'll
it out.
It'll make everyone now that I've got
old, it's gone. The what?
I don't even know if I want to know.
Yeah.
Do you have an Uncle Mikey?
I have a couple uncles.
You've had a couple of
taken them to bed a few.
I was going for the subtle approach.
I'm just going to cut right to it.
Just like me and my friends are saying the other night, there's nothing like some good old-fashioned old man penis.
Oh, God. Oh. Sam!
What?
How old is old?
Yeah. Oh, 50?
I don't know. Is that the eye of the beholder?
Like, I'm not beholding anything.
Oh, God.
That's bad.
Oh,
was
she
married to
you?
Who?
Anna
Nicole Smith. A really old.
Oh, she was married to like a 90-year-old guy
yeah,
or something.
Imagine
he tried. She tried to. Yeah, she tried to.
Can't be good.
Yeah, she tried to force him to say that she was going to get half of everything.
They're, I guess, ornamental.
They should have to pass a test to use it at that age. Take a driver's test too.
Yeah.
I would not be volunteering to administer that exam.
The penis DMV.
Oh, gross.
Oh, you're
around there sticking your dick in the hole and someone on the other side with rubber gloves starts checking it out.
Yeah. Oh, nice. No.
Oh, God. What do you do for a living?
Damn old penises.
He's jacking
off a pig for a living.
Oh. Artificially inseminating horse.
Have to bring that up.
No. We have gone too far, Ted.
I think so. You guys are banned.
But what about Willie?
What really about Willie?
I did recently hear in this newspaper article about someone who had died. He died from having sex with a horse because it like penetrated his colon or something.
Oh my God!
Like thank you for that insight.
Okay then. Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Like,
that was a 10, people. That was a 10. Now we start reverting back.
Oh no, the scale goes up.
No. I do not want to know what the scale goes beyond. Of yeah, that was from penetrating in the ass from having sex with a horse.
I'm sure that's happened a lot, though.
But I always thought it was the person who penetrated the horse. This was the horse penetrating the person.
Have you ever seen the size of a horse dick?
Yeah, and that's why this person died.
How do we go from penis DMV to horse dick?
Let's break it down for you.
Let's talk about
have you ever heard of donkey shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of yeah.
Donkey shows is like when a woman has sex with like a donkey.
Yeah. No, I used to go to Tijuana when I lived in San Diego, so that's not implying that, no, it's not implying I've seen the donkey show, but I know exactly
that was pretty much the implication that I picked up on.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Not that I like looking at donkey unit.
I think they harness her.
They harness her?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
Yeah. Jackass.
Damn.
Literally jackass.
Yeah.
I think that's how
it
worked out.
She jacks up her ass.
That's
just,
I don't know.
That's not
fucked up.
You know what? We gotta change this.
Yes.
All right. How about we change it to our musical guest for tonight?
Yeah. Rock opera.
Lighten the mood.
Oh, God. Dave, you there? Talk to me, Dave.
I'm here. Hello.
He needs a minute to
reconnect. Dave.
Yeah. Ted.
Who do we have tonight for a musical guest?
We have Rocket City Riot. Coming to us from Virginia.
Yes, check them out at rocketcityriot.com. Remember that, people. They kick ass. This is the only band that will be played twice on the Time of Beaver because I thought they kicked so much ass.
Nice.
Yep.
So anyways, here they are with Down With Her. And we got the beavers getting a paddling. Beavers, the beavers taking it on the bum.
Freaking me out. Get away from me.
So there we have Rocket City Riot and a beaver being spanked. Who could ask for more in a single podcast?
Rocky Riot.
Oh man.
No.
All right. So coming back. We got just unprecedented chaos here. We got the beaver getting paddled. I can't. You have to see this in video form. I am sorry. This is just wrong. Sick and wrong. Yeah. So we have Sam moving. So why don't we go around now? Everyone can tell us what they've been up to. What they've been doing here in preparation for the beaver. You got up this morning. You made it here to start. Dave connected via the internet. Dave's not there anymore.
I'm here.
You just have to, you have to check in once in a while and make sure you're still getting recorded.
Make sure I'm not, asleep.
But Dave's there. So, now, we got sniffing going on. The beaver's sniffing. Beaver. I've never smelled a beaver before that's smelled like quite like herb.
But. Hey, can you get that video back up, Ted?
Now, what are your favorite moments? Now, we'll kind of go around here, but favorite moments of the beef, listening in, or being here, or kind of things that you remember about doing the beaver, your time here on the beaver, so to speak. Well, what do you remember?
I remember losing all my dollar bills at the strip club.
Oh, really?
Yes. I had to help old Willie here get enough tail at the strip club. It was his first strip club. But I don't know if that was my favorite time. Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Willie. Wow, we've had some great times drinking beer, talking shit. All that good stuff. It's good to get everybody all together and get a little crazy.
Yes. Woo! And it's so awesome, man!
It's the 50th! It's the last one! I can't talk anymore!
Please stop that!
I'd say the strip club was probably one of the good times.
That's what Willie was thinking about.
Making the, That was a good night with Bly and the bar.
Did Bly play at the strip club?
No, we went to saw Bly beforehand.
Damn it, Teresa. Stop fucking with the beaver.
No, you have to sit here. The guy you were talking about the strip club. He was
He's reminiscing.
He's reminiscing by stroking it.
He's done.
Oh, God.
Lost all control, Mike.
So we're sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Continue on. The strip club. Yeah, it's kind of moist inside, Teresa. What'd you do?
What'd you do, Ted?
I don't know.
Anyways, Mikey's favorite time.
No, I always had good times doing skits and
Meg's List. The voice of Meg.
The voice of Meg doing Meg's List. That was always good.
Chicken!
The chicken.
Don't forget my chicken!
The pit stain GM. That was always good times. What about you, Sam?
I guess it would have to be just all getting together in the purpose of creating something that was funny to do and funny to hear. And we certainly had a pretty fucking good time doing it. I remember cracking up, rolling on the floor at times, crying, peeing myself, vomiting. all of those things.
That and this stain right here.
I'll show you the stain, Teresa. All right, here's Bridget with her fond memories of today.
Yeah, since my computer sucks, I would say my favorite moment is the present. That's all we really have anyway, so, yeah, I can do that sometimes. But, yeah, and it's good to be up here, up north with my buddies. I don't see these guys very much.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, just the coffee lady.
Yeah. Down south, that is. I couldn't compete with the big boys up here.
You're calling your business.
Proud sponsor of the show.
I'm the proud owner of Purple Moon down in Corvallis. We serve up mean espresso beverages, all organic, fresh juice. And, yeah, we're the proud sponsor of the Timely Beaver, even though I haven't given Ted any money at all. I actually owe him money because he is the proud creator of our logo. And I'm getting more stickers made up.
Right on. So, glad to hear.
Yeah.
Woo! Purple Moon!
Is it Teresa's turn?
No, we'll give it to Dave now.
Dave, you're up.
Dave is on.
Dave, what are your fond memories of doing the Beeb?
Probably, I like Rock Island with Vince Lee. That was a good, I don't know if you haven't played that in a while, but that was a really good skit. And then, the winter you and the beaver went hiking in the woods. That was fun. I don't know exactly.
The cave,
I can't remember.
Lost inhibitions.
Yes, that was hilarious. So, and then also Meg's list, because that Meg sounds smoking hot, and then you realize it's Mike.
Then you find out it's Mike.
Yeah. So, that was a. I won't say a word about Megan. I thought it was some like hot girl.
Every
really,
time Mike turns out Megan says you had to have a vocal scraping.
I know. Well, then we had this robot on last week. That was hilarious. I don't know if you guys checked out that episode.
We had this. We had Vicky, the voluptuous robot, was our side host for me and Dave last week.
Where is she now?
We disconnected her.
Yeah, we disconnected her hard drive and put her down peacefully.
Use them in,
Lose them. That way you don't have to hear her talk afterwards.
Yeah. Aww. You guys are harsh.
Hey, wait, I remember something else I missed.
All right.
Shaving with Ted.
Shaving. I remember that one.
Yes, the shaving sounds. But I think we'll continue up here. We'll pick up around the corner right after an original Timely Beaver sketch. So let's take a pause and have one of the original Willy skits. This is Hit Wolf.
Yeah!
Oh, Willy, yeah, it's such a beautiful day here today. Yeah, oh, it's so nice to have you here. And, yeah, the pond is great. You did such a good job building it. All the hot beavers like to hang out here. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. No, it's such a great place. And, you know, we love the woods and stuff, and it's wonderful. So, yeah.
Hey, yo, Willy, bro, where's Dad? Where's Dad at? You know, do you think you're, like, ever going to forgive him for losing that bet to the traveling salesman? I mean, Fred Meyer can't be that bad. Don't worry about it, Willie. You know, Dad's just wrapped up in all that crazy politics of trying to build a casino at the Lax.
What's that noise? Hey, that's a wolf. Somebody hired a hit wolf. How'd they find us? Who told them? Where do we live? Mike must have hired a hit wolf.
Like, oh my God, he's totally going after Willie.
Run, Willie, run!
The balls, Willie, watch out for the balls.
Way to go, Willie, dude. Nice, narrow escape. You made him fall off Multnomah Falls. Awesome. I'm glad you made it. But, you know, with all this stuff that happened, are you going to learn a lesson from this and stop messing around with other guys, girls?
Oh, Willie.
And there you have the Hit Wolf.
That was hilarious! Oh, oh, oh yeah! Oh, him dying!
Sam has had a wet spot.
I got your wet spot right here.
You moved away from me.
So let's pick back up here. Dave, do you have any other fond moments of the Timely Beaver?
Let's see. I'm trying to think back to like the old skits.
Oh, you don't have to. I mean, we did. We've been doing the show. I remember the Halloween.
Halloween was a great episode. That was a really good one.
Wait, the Halloween Day episode with true, honest ghost stories being told by the people who lived through them.
No,
you missed out on that.
No, Ted. Yeah, why don't you describe that, Ted?
Well, we basically it was a the Halloween show all month of October. For every show, we had a Halloween story, and then on the actual Halloween, we had all these ghost stories that had actually happened to us. With spooky music and a scary band. I think on that day we had the Midnight Bombers as our band.
Yep.
It was spooktacular!
That's such a haunted house.
Yeah, I know. I'm good at that. But now, alright, so we talked about the Halloween. Now, Teresa, what were some of your fond memories of the Beaver?
The Beaver Show?
Your time in the Timely Beaver Studios. Tell us. We want to know.
Oh, I think my favorite part was all the commercials. I think those were a big riot. Yeah. I think those were my favorite. And of course, the bonding of being here.
Oh.
And a beaver on the hand.
Warm and furry.
Warm. Woo. Wet and furry.
Oh.
Wet and furry. Even better. So Dave, tell us a joke.
Oh, Dave's got some bad jokes.
I want to hear a joke.
He told me and Aaron a joke. It was really bad.
Which one was that?
I'm not sure.
Like
you told it on one show, and it was just like...
Oh yeah, okay, I remember
shocking.
That now.
All right.
Oh yeah, what do Michael Jackson and caviar have in common? They both come on little crackers.
That's a great one.
There was another one you told us, and it was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess Sam's got a joke here, so we're gonna
pass
it over
to Sam.
This one's quick. What's the worst thing about fucking a baby?
Oh.
What?
Hearing its pelvis crack.
Oh my god!
No.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh,
that
shit.
Is wrong.
Bend over, baby. No wonder you get in trouble.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
So bad. So bad.
I'm not sure I can laugh at that.
I think we need a little timeout break after that.
Yeah, alright. Let's roll into another original Timely Beaver sketch to clear our minds of
of donkeys and babies' pelvises cracking.
I think we need a break on that one. So here is another one of the original Timely Beavers, another of the Willy. As you can tell, today we are rolling through all of the Willy skits in order as they were brought to you. So, once again, here is Willy the Timely Beaver in Willy Visits Congress.
This session of the State Senate shall now come to order. Today, we shall hear the concerns of the citizens of Oregon. The first one on the list comes to us from the Columbia Gorge strip clubs, and he's a beaver too.
The representative from the rodent family has the floor.
here to speak for Willie the Beaver. Willie doesn't actually speak English. He only speaks mimu mimu. What Willie wants to say is very simple. There are three things on his agenda that the state senate can deal with and possibly change. First, Willie is sick of being referred to in the same class of animals as rats, mice, and nutria. Especially nutria, those wannabe beavers. Willie would rather be associated in the same family as cats, since beaver is already a derogatory word. Why not make it official?
The state senate is not a panel of scientists, and it cannot reclassify your animal classification, which depends on your genetics. Even though we agree that the state senate would not want to be associated with nutria.
What that really means, folks, is bloop bleep bloop bleep. The second agenda is the state senate to pass a motion to put an end to all the negative squabble about dams in the state. The Corps of Engineers makes dams, and so do beavers. So can we put to an end dam removal projects?
Now, this is something that the state senate can motion against. However, dam removal projects, due to their complicated nature, require federal attention. So, Willie, you must go to Congress to lobby your case there.
The issue on Willie's agenda is logging. What is the big deal about cutting down trees? Willie chomps down trees all the time to build his dam. Can the state senate pass a motion to end all of the tree removal permitting process to cut down trees? It's a lot of paperwork, and Willie has had a hard time writing since he is a beaver.
Now that is absurd. The state senate will not ease the tree cutting permitting requirements just to make the life of one lowly beaver simpler. If we do that, then what is going to keep the logging companies from chopping down the entire forest? That's enough. I've heard enough from Willie and his ridiculous request. Security, remove Willie and his friend from the premises.
Patriotism these days.
I'm proud to be
an American.
At least I know I'm free.
At least I know.
Yeah, Mikey's free. We have good news to report today. Or a couple days ago.
It's kind of funny. I got my my discharge paperwork from the Marines the other day. And it's kind of funny. It's like one of the most important documents I'll ever have. When I was opening up the envelope, I accidentally ripped the corner of it off. So it's like, oops. One of those good nice oops stories. It's kind of funny.
Now it's got character.
But now I'm completely done. I don't have to worry about anything.
So,
it's good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mikey did his time. So, Mike, let's... So, were you guys lonely over there in the desert, Mikey? When you were over in Iraq?
Duh! Dumbass!
Never mind. I was going to go dirty-minded again. Stop me before I get started.
She was wondering if you stroked it in the Middle East.
Did you stroke it in the Middle East?
A friend of mine calls it wrecked your shit.
That's what Sam does, but little babies.
We all had to do what we had to do in the desert.
Oh, God.
Were sheep ever...
What stays in the middle?
What happens in the desert stays in the desert.
Are there any donkeys in the desert?
There were sheep and camels.
Oh, even better, I'm sure.
I like how Sam is using the paddle as a microphone.
Yeah! And everybody listen up right now. Can you hear me? Testing. 1, 2, 3.
So you stated your favorite moment, right?
I did.
You did?
I did.
I missed it. What was it again?
Screw you, Ted. This is priceless. It only comes around once.
What was your favorite moment, Ted?
Well, since I've been on every single show,
yeah.
I've had a lot of the... I really enjoy just the humor and random chaos that ensued with the original Timely Beavers, the first 10 shows. that was just like, you never knew what the final outcome would be or what the product or even the story would be, since most of them we just had a rough outline and then we improvised everything in between. And most of the time we didn't follow our outlines, so it ended off on some random topic in left field. It's like, how do we close this? How do we end this story? We've totally deviated. You know, going through the period where we were on Dawn and Drew, or we had our voice, me and Mike left one late night. We were drinking too much, and me and Mike left, called the Dawn and Drew show. And we left a message about a beaver with a stick up their butt, and that the only way to get it out was to gnaw the piece of wood off with a beaver, so you gotta find out all the twisted tales of the timely beaver, or something like that. And it didn't get played on Dawn and Drew for quite a while after we left. I think it showed up about a month and a half later. I heard it in one of their shows, and they played us, and I was like, oh yeah, we did! And at that point, I was doing the shows by myself in mid-August, I think. I was like, crap, I gotta go home and actually put up a decent show, because people are gonna be listening if they actually cared. So that was fun, because then I came home and I think I was pissed off that we weren't in the iTunes directory yet, so I improvised a song about not being in the iTunes directory, and I was bitching about it and all this other stuff, and I think that was Timely Beaver number 20. And then going off, then Dave and me started doing it at nights, and started having a fun time going through all the October shows and trying to find ghost stories or something scary that we could talk about.
Those were the cheesiest ghost stories that you read, though. I mean, I don't know where you are.
They were terrible. They were terrible ghost stories. It's like, bro! And we always have this thing that we do at the end of the ghost stories. What was it, Dave? It was, whoa!
Yeah, we always did the whoa, but that, I always just go do that.
Oh yeah, we had the ghost of Condoleezza Rice, Jimmy Bush,
nice,
and Karl Rove.
Karl Rove. We had all sorts of crazy stuff. It was a lot of fun, but I mean, just the energy in that. This is the 50th show, 6 months after the first show, and I think that's awesome. Wow. Timely Beaver, 6 months, 50 shows, and 24 hours of audio for everyone listening to. And that's what I think is the craziest accomplishment. So, we made it through. We've done all sorts of stuff, and it's too bad Aaron isn't here, because Aaron, Sam, all the crazy woos. Everywhere Aaron was calling me up going, I need that audio of Sam. I need to put it on our computer so every time the computer boots up it goes, Winnie, run! Run, Winnie, run! My God, it's after Willie! That was it.
Oh my God, it's after
Willie. That was Naughty Alive. I thought that one was hilarious.
Nice. I just remembered Mike's do meth and you wind up in the military.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yeah, don't do meth or you end up in the military. Or, or as a crack or one of those.
You really did meth and got into the military?
No, I was mistaken one afternoon when I was 17.
I
was supposed to go in the real world. Oh my God.
Is this real world Iraq?
This is the true story.
The
real world Kuwait.
Why is this guy shouting at me?
14 strangers paid to live in a bunk. And have their
minds. Find out what happened.
When people stop being polite
and start
getting
shooting guns. One more time. All right. So let's.
I have my own mic. This is my mic, people.
All right. So let's take another pause here for our musical guest tonight of Rocket City Riot.
Problem. This is Rocket City Riot with Mine Tonight.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah. I've been paying him well on the side. So they brought this today by the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out, music.podshow.com. And everyone sit back and enjoy a little Rocket City Ride.
She got me running on fever. She got me feeling all right. We're finding every day that I meet her. Too close to cover that night. Before my life was caving in.
everyone. Welcome back. Rocket City Riot. Rocking it. Like that a lot.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think? Good song?
Oh, it's a great song. I love it. Virginia. I never heard any Virginia bands before. But, I think Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen?
Jersey.
Yeah. I too am surprised that people from Virginia can rock it.
Have you ever been to Virginia? I used to live there for 5 years. And what really sucked about it was, like, if you were poor, then it was hard, and I was poor. But it was so pretty, and yeah, they have some good bands there, I've heard. I'd believe it.
Virginia. Yeah, check them out, rocketcityriot.com.
Oh, yeah, them.
So we've talked about favorite moments of the Timely Beef. How about your favorite moments in the past 6 months? Since this is a 6 month cycle.
Anything?
I have to say, I really have to say, for me, it was the summer in Hague Lake at the beginning of summer. I thought that was just awesome. Hague Lake.
Hag.
I missed that, didn't I?
Hag.
I've been there a few times.
I missed it.
No, Hague Lake.
Aww.
Are you sure you're
going
to pretend to be an Oregonian,
Ted?
You at least
got to see the name. Speaking of Oregon, I went to the Pickathon in Hoodie River, Oregon, this summer. That was probably the highlight of my last 6 months.
Nice.
A lot of good bluegrass bands there.
Good job.
Ted's distracting me right now. Yeah, Pickathon. It was a charity for KBOO Public Radio in Portland, Oregon.
KBOO! You're in KBOO country.
I'd have to say camping.
Rolling the truck!
Rolling the truck. That was a great weekend.
Oh, campfires.
Yeah. Campfires, cliff jumping, little rafting action, you know. It was fun. I like that. I like camping. I like the summer. Oh, and I also like moving into my house and out of my studio. That was good times, too. Ooh, and I like the fall in Oregon.
How many more does she have in her?
So is that funny. One time when I was totally doing... Okay, here you go.
I have to say, in the last 6 months, probably camping back in Molalla. Molalla River, where we are. Had the bus and everybody up there, and it was a great time. Good time.
So what's the good time rule again? I don't think they heard that. I think the good time rule. Never seen.
Oh, for good times, that phrase, never use it in a job interview. It's not very good to, it's not conducive to get the job. Not that I would ever know about doing that, but.
I just
want to
come to this place. Oh, good time.
Good time.
And if you do it once, don't do it two more times.
Yeah, you don't want to say good times three times in the job interview either. It's not good for getting a job.
So what are you supposed to say if you don't say good times?
Great old
one. Describe the actual experience in like normal terms that you'd use in a job interview, not phrases like good times and had a great time and had fun and whatnot.
I think I've used nice and great a lot.
Nice.
I've used nice.
And nice.
Nice.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Oh, I know.
Awesome. That's another good one.
Awesome.
So, Sam, what is your favorite moment in the last 6 months?
I've had way too many good times in the last 6 months, but you know what? Since nobody else mentioned it, I'm going to mention Canada.
Oh, duh.
We have a few fucking Canadian travelers in here that didn't say anything about Canada. Yeah. Hello.
What was the best part about Canada?
Wow. Damn, what was the best part about Canada? It was gorgeous. It was a different place. You know, I would have to say Niagara Falls was really pretty, really fun. Went on a boat on the falls. Nobody wants to look at me, Teresa. Hi, Ted. How's it going? I love you. Oh my God, cut me off. Anyways, very homey atmosphere.
Campfire and
hikes, lots of hikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely castle.
Yeah, the walking around in late night darkness, trying to stay away from the porcupines was rather exciting.
Finding a little baby turtle.
Yes.
Yeah, baby turtles. Definitely a little bit of a different world up there. A lot of roads that don't have signs to the next city. And you're like, okay, yeah, this is Highway 8, but where do you go? Did you ever notice that a lot of places did not have signs, like, miles to the next town?
They're kilometers.
Oh, like, that does me any good, Ted. Anyways, yeah, Canada was a blast just getting out. We did 3 haunted houses in Niagara Falls. And I just want to remind everybody that I was the one out front leading everybody through the haunted houses.
Yeah, Sam and I were pussy holding on to each other.
Her and Ted went off and did 2 more, and we decided to do something else because it was really fucking freaky.
Sam was like holding on to my back. She's like, ah!
Or I'm like pushing past me. That's what I did too. Get out of my way. I'm fucking getting away.
I did that too. It was a true show of like my weak character because Trevor was being like smacking the wall and like scaring the shit out of me. And so he did it, and like there was a guy around the corner, so I pushed him, and the guy like ran by him. Yeah, that was me. That was not one of my finer moments.
That was a fine moment, though.
The fireworks show was really
fun. Oh, fireworks over Niagara.
Yeah, that was pretty. That
definitely.
Was really pretty.
That was awesome.
Put lights, different colored lights along the waterfalls,
and we
too.
Didn't want to, it was like, drinks were really expensive in Niagara, so we didn't want to pay money for their beer, which was like $22 for a pitcher of the bats.
Yep.
And so we went to a liquor store and bought liquor, and we just got like big, like large Wendy's drinks. So we're just like walking around with these huge drinks, just like filled with like so much alcohol.
Some of them were so strong I could barely get
it. It was like
down.
3/4 whiskey and a little bit of Coke and melted ice.
And we were totally just like smoking a J, like right, you know, right on the river. Like, you know, there's tons of people. This guy walks by, he's like, Is that legal? And we were like, no, we don't think so. But we're doing it anyway.
But yeah, thanks for asking.
It's Aaron.
It looks like we have a phone call, and we have
Aaron.
Put him up to that one.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going? Good. What are you up to?
I just got home.
I thought you were coming over to Ted's.
Yeah, I know, but I thought Grammy from work, so I came home to shower up real quick.
Are you going to smell good for us?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want you to mix the broadcast. We want you to be on it.
So when is it?
Well, we're doing it right now.
Hi, Aaron!
Yeah, well, I'll be as there as soon as we can.
Okay, well, if you had anything to say, what would it be? I'll pass on a message.
No, I don't really have a message. You got me on the spot here. I can't think of anything. Look, I'm going to jump in the shower, all right?
All right. See you in a bit.
Okay.
Oh, there we have Aaron. Oh, we got that on tape.
We gotta play that back.
So let's take another timely pause from another original timely beer that does not feature Aaron.
Because he obviously doesn't have them now.
But this does revolve around it. This is, I believe, the Cave of Lost Inhibitions.
Good one.
Yes.
Good
one. A symbolic montage to Aaron rolling the truck.
Are there any donkeys in the cave?
That's between Ted and Willie.
All right, well now.
Hey, where's Willie? Haven't seen him around in for a little while.
Well, him and Ted and some other people went camping in California.
Nice, nice. Hey, I wonder what they're doing right now.
What a beautiful day in the forest. Look at all the beautiful colors. Hey, Willie, what are you eating? Those might be poisonous. No way. Really? I'll eat some too. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I'm feeling a little weird too, Willie. You might want to learn how to drive stick now. We've been pounding hams all day. Holy shit, we rolled the truck, Willie. Are you okay? Yeah, let's get out of here before the fuzz shows up, and not the good kind. Willie, where can we hide? Great idea. Nobody will find us in the Cave of Lost Inhibitions. Wow, it's dark, dank, and surprisingly stimulating down here. Your eyes are equally as luminous. I don't know if being different species would make us gay, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Hey, are you guys down there?
Yeah?
Well, you better get out. The coast is clear.
Great suggestion for a hiding place, Willie. Do you go down there often? That's what I thought, ho.
All right, guys, let's go back to camp. Are you guys okay? That was a nasty wreck. Where'd you guys go? Willie, did you take another poor soul to the Cave of Lost Inhibitions?
Yeah, any other anecdotes, Dave?
Wait, about what? I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention right now.
Since Dave didn't go to Canada, Dave
got
to see the Canada movie, at least. So.
Yes, I did see the Canada movie. Sorry, guys. Kind of drifting here. So, no,
are you still on the toilet, Dave?
What's that?
Are you still on the pot, Dave?
Yeah, I just got a flush. Hang on one second. Oh, that pot. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, the other pot.
Yeah, no. No, I like the Canada movie. Was really good, you guys. Yeah. That looked like a lot of fun. So, when did you guys go? Was that July or August?
September.
Or September? Because, I remember Ted came, when we did you did an episode in, did you do one right before you left or right when you got back? Because I remember you were.
Podcast?
Yeah.
I did the worst podcast of the Timely Beaver in history.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
The day before leaving on a trip to Canada. It is the worst.
You were like whispering the whole
worst
episode.
Show ever.
It was
hammered. It was after Hurricane Katrina. I'm literally slurring and stuttering during the whole thing. Like, it's so bad for the people.
That was funny.
It was just like, our hearts go out to the. Now let's rock out to Rocket City Riot. And that was the other Rocket City Riot episode, which is why I had to replay them, because they are just one of the best bands on the PodSafe Music Network. That it was just like, had to play it again, because the show I did play them on sucks so bad. It's really devastating. They all died.
Was it like super slow-mo voice?
It was. I was so hammered. I recorded it at like 1 in the morning.
It was funny.
Canada, and I was just plowed out of my mind. And then I got up at 6 the next morning to go to Canada. Torturous 25 minutes of your life. Because I ramble and repeat and slur around. So.
It's out there, right, Ted? It's on timelybeaver.com. It's on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website. Just go back into the archives for September. I don't recommend listening audience to actually go back and view it. That's the one I wish it never was posted.
I just thought of something I'm not going to miss about the Timely Beaver. And this is drunken conversations with Mike and Ted at 2 o'clock in the morning when Ted starts going off about organic characters. Actually, I will miss that. But organic characters.
Pitstain Jim was pretty organic.
Pitstain Jim was an organic character.
Pitstain Jim was the most organic character ever created.
Yeah.
The most organic character.
Classic.
That's great. We came up with Pitstain Jim.
Say
you the middle of my living room on the floor.
Night.
After a night of heavy drinking.
I think the heavy drinking was a...
That's how all good things originate.
Yeah. That's where it all came from. Is heavy drinking.
True that. Word to your mother.
Nice.
Pice!
Pice!
We have here Rocket City Riot with their next song, Junkyard Girlfriend, coming to you live from Newport, Virginia.
Woo! Right now, I'm in the way, don't you
That's a paddling of a swollen ass right there.
I wish I could hear him. That was so great. I wish I really heard it, though.
All right, that was Rocket City Riot. Definitely appreciate them being on the show. It was awesome. And I do apologize if they are listening to the show, since we have had a few bands write in and tell us what they thought of us playing them. But Rocket City Riot, if you're listening, I'm sorry about the last show where I was really drunk and I rambled off. So my apologies are out there. Hope I made amends for that terrible drunken slobbery that I did.
How is that different from this show?
I'm a little bit more coherent.
Yeah.
There is always alcohol involved.
Mike, what you got there?
The true taste of Porritos. Salsa verde.
The salsa verde chips.
Yeah, they suck.
I think they're really good.
There's ranch they're in okay. there, too, if
there
you want ranch.
There needs to be some
yeah, there are some bland.
All right, now we're going to come up here. We're coming into the Timely Beaver, the final Timely Beaver. The final one. Willie leaving on the train.
Willie! God, it's been so good having you here again. You know, you had to evade the cops, stop getting shot at, and now I guess it's time for you to go. I don't know what you're doing. I mean, where are you going? I'm dropping you off at the train station here. And well, God, I'm going to miss you so much, but I hope you have a good time, and I know you're going to do great things out there. It's going to be a sad day for me, but, you know, you're going to do well. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Good luck, and I wish you it's going to be great. It's awesome. All right, Willie, farewell.
As Willie leaves the arms of Mike, he boards the train. No destination known yet, but Willie wants to go. He wants to find his adventure where he can. He gets on board the boxcar. He gets up and he goes, "I'm going to find you, America," and tosses his hat into the air. The train starts up. All aboard. Clack, clack. Willie gets him back to the boxcar. Slowly slides the door halfway closed. Starts walking over to the back corner when all of a sudden...
What's that noise over there? Oh, who are you? You seem like a little furry creature. I haven't spoken beaver in a while. I'm a little rusty. But it seems like you have to leave town. What, you got in some girl trouble or something?
Willie, at this point, realizes that he needs to come clean with his emotional feeling and tells this hobo that he just met about his past that he's been hiding from.
Wow. Now, son, that is quite a story. I've heard some good stories in my day, but Jesus. I mean, you eluded the wolf, you stole the girl, gun battles. Man, and then I don't understand that last one about the cave of lost inhibitions, though, but it's some kind of, maybe it's like a San Francisco type of interspecies something. I don't know about that one. Yeah. Yeah, that's great stuff, man. Well, where are you off to? Well, you can come along with me. I'm off to Pennsylvania. Here, they got some good chocolate and good beer over there. I'm going to head over there and drink some.
Willie contemplates the nice sugar and chocolate ladies, but he decides that he needs to rest and think to himself about some things that have been happened to him. Someday, he does want that beaver village. And those dams, powered by solar rays.
Well, I think we're going to have a nice journey here. I don't know if you meet that many people that speak Beaver, but I grew up in the backwoods of Alabama, and they just happen to have a couple of them there.
Me.
Well, cool. What's your name again? Willie? That's it? Oh, cool, man. This is going to be a fun journey.
All of a sudden, the train roars into its station. Everyone can hear the bags of corn rattle around in the carts. And as Willie's friend gets up, shakes a gesturally nod, he says,
"Well, it's time for me to go, Willie. I wish you well."
As Willie's friend hops off the train, Willie realizes he's got to find some things out, go discover his future. And you know, that Willie's a keen dude. I know we'll see him again.
All aboard.
And Willie stands up, waddles his rattly tail, and waves to the hobo and says,
"Man, that Willie. God, you're going to have an awesome time. I hope you head out to Florida and meet some hot, hot people."
Now, this is the weirdest show I think we did of the original Timely Beavers because Dan was on it.
Oh.
And all Dan wanted to do is play guitar.
Oh, God.
He didn't want to talk or mimic any parts.
That's surprising.
He just wanted to play his guitar. So me and Mike came up with Reese Sueño. this Latin rock lover band called Reese Sueño. And we had Dan the Spaniard as the background band. Dan was playing this rock.
Like his, like, that just gave you an image of like Dan and like a bullfighter.
Gooby Gone. That was another.
Oh, that was a fun.
That was a fun one.
That song called Sides, but Remedies applied to me by God.
So we need a commercial, dude.
Go away, Goo.
Go away, Goo. Furby Gone. Well, the Pissinator.
The Pissinator, that was another good one.
We need to sell those. We need a commercial.
Dave, can you come up with any good ideas to sell those as for commercials? How can we market you as an airline?
Maybe I can get creative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys probably don't know this, but pet peeves and a thing that pleases. Pet peeves and a thing that pleases, right?
Yep. Not pet saying that pleases, a thing that pleases.
A thing that pleases. That was our... We came up with that for things that we like and things that we dislike. Pet peeves and things that please.
Nice, I like it.
So,
nice.
That's a good one, Dave.
Thank you, Ted.
We should start here. How about we start with Teresa? We'll start at a different spot in the room. Pet peeves and things that please. Do you have anything that you like or dislike?
Oh, you're going to give it to Teresa first,
man? Should
be on the pet peeves for an hour.
Jesus fucking Christ. People,
Teresa,
you have to be people's driving habits, of course.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Staying in the left lane.
Slow drivers or fast
drivers?
Slow drivers that drive in the left-hand lane. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to pass them, they speed up. Mm-hmm. I love those people.
Are you a speeder?
I am a speeder.
You sure didn't speed get in here.
Are you quite finished?
Hey, my one-liner's done.
I also hate being in the car with people that circle in the parking lot to find the closest spot to the door. Just fucking park the car. We could have fucking been to the door by now. Just park the fucking car.
Yeah.
You know?
Reach it.
Things that...
Salsa
verde chips. Oh, I'd also like to bitch about Japanese food.
We gotta cut her off. You're
no,
done.
No, she has a gunner that pleases.
Oh, your thing that pleases.
Ketchup.
I remember the ketchup from the Canada video where she's holding up the ketchup into the when we were at the O'Hare International Airport.
The only thing there worth drinking.
Yeah.
Worth what?
Too...
Worth drinking?
Worth drinking.
She's addicted to ketchup. But at the fancy dinner we got, Teresa walks in with a bottle of ketchup and sets it on the table, and Sam's mom comes on. Gets her a little fancy dish of ketchup.
Yeah.
In the dish.
There was no Heinz advertising allowed on the castle table that evening.
No.
No. None at all.
All right. Well, Dave.
I'm a pet peeve.
All right. I guess we're going to give it to Sam. Then we'll give one from Dave.
I have a pet peeve about those boogers that get, you know, stuck in your little nose hairs up there, and they're showing, and everybody can see them, and you don't know that they're there.
And the thing that pleases?
Ooh, I please.
D-Batteries.
Pleases me, wow. The Cool Ranch Doritos are pleasing me right now. But you know what, I have to say goodbye. I have to go. I have a trip to Cascade Lights.
That's right.
With the little booger back. We need to get him. We should have put him on the show.
It would have been chaos.
Wow, can you imagine? He comes up with the wackiest freaking things that he says. Children can be wacky.
All right. The JT.
JT.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we thank
have
you,
the
Sam,
JT
for coming
show.
In.
Yeah. You guys, cry. I'm for leaving. Me.
All right, Dave. What is something for you? What is something that pleases and something that peeveses?
I have to agree with Teresa on that bad driver. That is definitely a pet peeve. There's plenty of them in California, so...
There's plenty of room for those.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's a huge pet peeve, and that's one of those, like, ongoing ones. Because you're going to find some idiot drivers pretty much anywhere you go, so huge pet peeve there. Thing that pleases, let's see. Gordon Biersch pleases.
Gordon
Biersch? Good beer. Very good beer.
Is that a
Yeah, it's well, it's actually like a pale, they have a pale ale. It's oh, really good beer. That is that St. Pauli girl pleases. What else does? Oh, we came up with a drink called it's called Vodka Frost, and you can take Sky or Smirnoff. What we do is we took the Smirnoff flavored with watermelon and we mix it with Gatorade Frost, and it's really really tasty. And you get messed up, so it's definitely a thing that pleases.
Good.
So, yeah.
It fucks you up but hydrates you at the same time.
Seriously, you know? No, that's so it's like, you know, I always say the thing
didn't
that pleases
you have
is that,
that while
night.
Camping?
Yeah, we did. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And what happened to you?
Oh, I threw up. I had dry heaves. But I mean that's because I was mixing, not because like, you know, of my vodka frost, but that was a pet peeve. Dry heaves are a pet peeve.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, big time.
Dry leaves.
I have a few pet peeves. One of them is tailgating, because we're talking about driving. I don't understand why they have to endanger your life.
So you're the fucking
there.
Slow person in the left-hand
no.
lane that won't get
yeah.
their ass
no.
over, and
no.
that's why you get tailgating.
No, I go to the speed limit. These are people that have no like respect for other people's lives, and all they care about is being a jerk. So that's one of them. The other one is cutting in line, especially elderly people who think they can do
fuck
it
yeah.
just because they're
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
I had something like that, one of my pet peeves and things that please about...
fat people. That was funny.
I have so many about the backs. It's ridiculous.
I agree, Bridget.
And then my third one, because I've had some time to think about it, is I work at a coffee shop, and I say hi, and... So sometimes people don't even say hi or anything. They're just like, give me a 16-ounce latte or, you know, I want this. And it's like, why can't you say hi first? So, and then one thing that pleases is I had something. I'll have to think
customers
about that one.
Say hi. That's the thing that pleases.
Yeah.
Pet peeves that I have, well, I can't stand... drivers that pass on the right, you know, I've done
it's
it
because
occasionally.
You left.
Get the fuck out of the lane!
Are in the fucking way.
55 is not a suggestion, alright? It's not a suggested speed that you could go possibly around 55.
Actually, I've heard of people. I've heard of people who have gotten speeding tickets for going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, too,
oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Albany police.
Really? Yeah, they're all Albany.
1 mile an hour?
Yeah.
1 mile an hour over the speed limit. Even
that,
though they're supposed to do 5 miles an hour of, like,
50,
sort of a leniency.
Yeah. No, I was doing 61 and a 55. That was...
No, that's Mike.
And things that please, I have to say, good times.
Good times! Yeah. Woo!
And I'm out.
We out, Steve. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, Tyler Beaver.
Thanks for coming.
We love you.
We love the Beaver.
Goodbye, everybody.
We love the Beaver.
All right, Dave, would you like to give the call out?
I sure can, Ted. So we'd like to thank... Oh, we have a lot of people to thank today.
Yes, we do have a lot of people to thank. I'd like to thank everyone here for coming out.
Yeah,
thank
thanks,
you,
everybody.
Sam. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Bridget. Thank
bye,
you,
Ted.
Dave.
Bye,
thank you, Mike.
Bye, Sam. Bye, Bridget. Bye, Mike. Bye, Teresa. Bye. Who am I missing?
Teresa.
Sam, Teresa. Bridget.
And remember, you can reach us at timelybeaver@gmail.com. And you can give us audio comments. It may or may not be played now, but 206-222-2328. That's 206-222-BEAVE. And where can they find all their Timely Beaver information, Dave?
That would be www.timelybeaver.com. And our musical guest was
Rocket City Riot. Find them at
www.rocketcityriot.com. They rock.
And I definitely am appreciative to have them here. And here's Emily for final goodbyes. Say goodbye, Emily.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Bye, Emily.
Later, Beaver Believers.
John and Drew Show 128.
I'm out of here.
Me too.
I'm going to stay for a
while. All right. See you guys later.
Bye. Good night, Anchornet.
If you'd like to leave an audio comment for the Don and Drew Show, dial 206-666-FUCK.
Hey, Don and Drew. Yeah, we're listening to your latest show, and you know, we don't have an earwig in our ear, but we got a stick up our ass.
And well... You know, when this little beaver came along and he fucking nodded out, it was awesome. I've never had such an erotic experience in my life. But that's not my dirty little secret. Do you really want to know what my dirty little secret is? Well, you'll just have to find out at timelybeaver.com.
Now, check it out. www.timelybeaver.com. Rockets.